There's no word yet on the British man who was kidnapped along with two Americans who've been beheaded. The militants are threatening to kill civil engineer Kenneth Bigley as well. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from London, this latest incident feeds growing British unhappiness with the war in Iraq.
Today's news has been an emotional roller coaster for the Bigley family. First, Iraq's Justice Ministry said it would release Dr. Rehab Rashid Taha on bail. She is being held on suspicion of helping Iraq to make biological weapons. Later, Iraqi interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi said no such release was imminent. The kidnappers had demanded the release of Iraqi women prisoners as the condition for setting the hostages free. Last night, Kenneth Bigley's brother, Paul, told British media that he thought the militants were going to kill his brother. But early reports of the scientist's release appeared to be a positive development.
It's a point in the right direction. If you have a conflict, you have to sit down. Some people have to give, some people have to take. You have to compromise. If you don't open a dialogue, nothing happens. There's been no dialogue opened. That's why two people have died.
Paul Bigley said that if authorities did free any of the women, the international media should broadcast pictures of them walking free to maximize his brother's chance of release. But this morning, the U.S. Embassy contradicted the Iraqi Justice Ministry, saying U.S. authorities were not about to release either of the two Iraqi women prisoners. Both Iraqi and British authorities have been at pains to deny that they are negotiating with the militants. The events have shaken residents of Liverpool. Overnight, several hundred parishioners crowded into a 1,000-year-old church there. They lit candles and prayed for Bigley's safety. As the church's vicar spoke to the congregation, he was informed of the killing of Bigley's American colleague, Jack Hensley. Many of the assembly left the church in tears. Today, the Bishop of Liverpool, James Jones, and Akbar Ali, chairman of the Liverpool Mosque, issued a joint appeal to spare Bigley's life.
Akbar and I yesterday made an appeal, both in Arabic and in English, appealing to the captors on the grounds of their own declared faith that in the name of God, the Merciful One, that they should show mercy. And we repeat that today, that they should show mercy to Ken Bigley.
The war in Iraq is already one of Prime Minister Tony Blair's biggest headaches as he prepares for next year's general election. Opinion polls suggest that recent violence in Iraq has eroded support for British participation in the war there. A new survey by The Guardian newspaper said that 71% of Britons now want Blair to set a date for the withdrawal of British troops in Iraq. Kenneth Bigley's brother Paul has been highly critical of Prime Minister Tony Blair. He went on Arabic-language Al Jazeera television today to express dissatisfaction with his government's policy.
I feel that the British government at this moment in time
I feel that the British government at this moment of time is certainly not doing what they should be doing, Bigley said. I do not agree personally with the policy of Mr. Blair nor Mr. Bush with regard to the whole of the Middle Eastern areas. Bigley said that he sympathized with the plight of Palestinians and called his brother's kidnapping an act of desperation. He repeated pleas for his brother's release, but complained that nobody was listening to him. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.